Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Jen Mazur, the Queen of Manifestation, your host for Manifesting with the Masters, The Inner Art of Manifesting, Volume 2. And I have had such a good time bringing all of these amazing speakers and conversations to you. I have to say, we have some of the top experts in the world on manifestation lined up, and they are all here to share with you how you can tap into the laws of the universe and access the unique gifts that are waiting just for you. And as I've been sharing, the reason that I put this event together is that I saw so many women in particular struggling to make things work in their lives. And I know we have some amazing men who are with us as well. And really the problem is we weren't taught about these universal laws in school, and quantum physics were unheard of. And we were never given these mindset tools that are so crucial for living out your big dreams. So I wanted to provide a platform to bring all of this knowledge out to the table so that you can become the master of your own life. And it's my mission to inspire you to make your dreams real so that you can experience infinite abundance and true freedom and ultimately change the world with your unique gifts. I believe that if you can imagine it, you can create it. And I am honored and thrilled to have Dr. Joe Vitale on the line with us right now. And we're going to talk about how to manifest money easily. So we're going to cover things about wealth and what's stopping us from really manifesting the money that we deserve, how we can clear our blocks, and some of the ways that we can easily or instantly attract money towards us. And Joe is so phenomenal. So if you're not familiar with him, I just wanted to share a little bit more about him before we get into the contents of our call. Dr. Joe Vitale is the author of, I would say, way too many best-selling books to mention here, but some of them you might have heard of are The Attractor Factor, Life's Missing Instruction Manual, The Key to Faith, Attract Money Now, and his latest is a sequel to his bestseller, Zero Limits, and it's called At Zero. He has another book that's about to be released called The Secret Prayer. And he's also recorded many Nightingale Conant audio programs. And some of them, again, that you might have heard of or have are The Awakening Course, The Missing Secret, The Secret to Attracting Money. Oh, I could go on and on. The Abundance Paradigm and The Zero Point. And he's been on the blockbuster movie The Secret and featured on all the major networks on TV, including The New York Times and Newsweek magazine. And I would say something really interesting you might not know about him is he's the world's first self-help singer-songwriter. And it was featured, actually, he was featured in Rolling Stone magazine. And now he's released 12 albums. And some of them are actually nominated for the Posse Award, which is the Grammys of Positive Music. So he's created a miracles coaching program, and he helps thousands of people around the world achieve their dreams by understanding the deeper aspects of the law of attraction and the law of right action. And I'm going to let Joe share a little bit more about his story, because I know you weren't always this magnet to money, and I'd love to hear about, you know, where your story of where you were before and kind of how you got here now.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on this program. I think what you're doing is really fantastic, and there's a lot of reasons why I agreed to do it. But I want you to know that I'm very flattered and honored, and I've made time to do this so we can share these stories and insights to help people. And then, I've not always been wealthy. I was totally broke. I was totally unknown. I was homeless. I lived on the streets of Dallas, Texas in the late 1970s. I was in poverty for a very long time, for years, when I was in Houston. It has been a long, hard road to learn how to manifest my life and to live this lifestyle of the rich and famous, I guess, today. But I was, you know, like everybody else, just born into a family that was already struggling and didn't know anything about manifestation or about magic or about the secret or the law of attraction or the metaphysical principles. They were just struggling like everybody else and working hard. And I was born in 1953. That was still the era when a lot of the families were abusive to each other. And if you ever see the TV show Mad Men, you get an idea of the kind of attitude towards life and people and women and each other that was predominant then. So So I grew up in all of that, and I didn't know about money. I didn't know how to manifest money. I just thought you had to work for it. And my father put me on the railroad as a laborer when I was 5 years old. And most people don't even believe me, but we have photos of me at the age of five. Believe it or not, I'm a cute little five-year-old, but I'm out there on the railroad tracks laboring like the grown-ups. It was amazing. So I learned that hard work could bring in money, but I also learned later that that's one of the many fallacies that don't serve us and actually hurt us later on, because everybody is just working too hard for one thing and thinking labor is the way to do it for another. So I don't want to go on with a long story, but the short answer is, yeah, I struggled. I was homeless. I was in poverty. I know what it's like to be poor. I know what it's like to be rich. And as the old joke goes, rich is better.
I love that. We have a lot to learn from you. So I want to know, what stops all of us from manifesting money? Where do people get caught up?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, no pun intended. But it's really about beliefs. And there's two key categories there that everybody, men and women, have to pay attention to. And the first is the idea that money is regarded as somehow bad. It's regarded as bad for us, bad for us to have, bad influence on us. And a lot of it goes to a inaccurate biblical reference that everybody has in their head. All I have to do is begin it, and everybody will finish the sentence. Money is the root of all. And I don't
evil.
I don't have to finish it, because you and everybody else just said it in their head. So we have to look at that, because if we think on an unconscious or even conscious level that money is evil, we're not going to want it. We're going to push it away. We'll sabotage ourselves, and we'll deceive ourselves about our own sabotage by saying, oh, it's the economy's fault, it's the boss's fault, it's my employer's fault, and the president's fault. I mean, we'll come up with all kind of people to blame, never realizing that it's really about a belief that is unconsciously active. So one of the things I point out to people, since this is a big one, we want to look at this key belief, is that the actual whole biblical reference is, it is the love of money that is the root of all evil. And that's only slightly better until you realize that all the wealthy people that I know, and there are certainly exceptions to this, but all the wealthy people I know, including me, were not in love with money. We are in love with what money can do, and we leverage it, and we appreciate it, but that is far different than being in love with money. So as soon as we realize that money is good, money is a useful tool, we can use it to fulfill our dreams, we can make a difference in the world with it, that it's actually just an energy form, that it's really ultimately as neutral as can be, then we open the door for money to come into our lives. So that's the first area, is to look at our beliefs about money, and that's one of the biggest ones that most people have had, and hopefully just hearing that explanation will dissolve it. But the other half of the beliefs have to do with deservingness. Most of us don't feel we deserve good things. We don't deserve to be able to be happy or healthy or have nice things or be able to have a flow of money come into our lives. We don't, on some level, feel good enough. And a lot of that had to do with what we heard growing up about no and don't and you have to do better, or we made unconscious assumptions that in some way we were less than perfect as we are. And so we have a self-esteem issue. And it's not just women, though women have a lot of that. It's men and women. We all have to deal with it. That's one of the things I had to deal with in homelessness and poverty, is the feeling of worthiness and feeling worthless during that time. And that's one of the other areas, is that we need to appreciate ourselves and love ourselves. We may be changing and growing and morphing into a new person, but we need to love ourselves right now as we are, as we change, as we transform. Those two areas are the biggies, Jen, that we need to look at.
Got it. So even, okay, so we start to love ourselves more, even in the process of transformation, that we just see ourselves for who we are. But
then we don't want to wait.
Right. It's not like when I have this or when,
right.
then I'll be happy or whatever. We
right.
need to kind of be that now. So how do we clear those blocks that we recognize we have?
Well, the big one is, for me, is understanding. Shining a light on our beliefs, the light of understanding, the light of consciousness, can help us just release them by the simple act of awareness. And this sounds a little simple when you first say it, but for example, when I said money is the root of all evil, and everybody nodded their head and said, yeah, I heard that, and they probably had believed it. But when I went on to shed some more light on it and put some more understanding on it, and you realize that, the actual quote, which may even be inaccurate in time, we'll find out, because who knows what was really said thousands of years ago. I don't even know what people said over lunch yesterday. So trying to be accurate about something from a different time and a different civilization and a different culture and a different language from thousands of years ago is just almost preposterous. But if we then understand that it's the love of money that can be the root of all evil, and then further understand that you can actually leverage money and use it for good, that helps blow the whistle on the belief. And we suddenly start to have this pop in awareness where the negativity around money leaves. And for example, I just came back from Kuwait, and this was an amazing trip and quite an adventure. But what happened there was that a wealthy woman, I'm saying this on purpose, a wealthy woman wants to make a difference in Kuwait. And she told me, she said, Kuwait don't care about self-improvement, but she's putting on a self-improvement seminar anyway. She said, Kuwait don't want to leave their television set and go to a seminar, but she's putting on a seminar anyway. She said, Kuwait don't read books. And in fact, they have been closing bookstores in Kuwait, and they only had like 7 in the entire country left. She was publishing my books in their language because she was doing it anyway. And I so admired that this woman was leveraging her money for a good cause. And when I asked her when we had dinner, because she took such great care of me, and she actually has 2 Ferraris and let me drive one at 150 miles an hour on the Kuwait highway. I mean, this is a woman enjoying life. Mm-hmm. But when I asked her, I said, why are you doing this when it's almost a losing battle, when you're trying to make a difference in Kuwait? And she said, this is my inspiration. I am trying to make a difference. I want to help people, even if I make the smallest little dent. She says, my ego says to do it, and I have a strong ego, and I have the money, I have the wealth, were her exact words, to do it. And so I am doing it because I want to. So when you hear these stories and these explanations about how money can actually be good, and money can be even great, I even started a movement to end homelessness called Operation Yes, and there's a website at OperationYes.com that explains it. But this is something I can do because I'm no longer homeless, and I've been able to contribute to causes I believe in, help individuals that needed help, and some were complete strangers to me. I've often told people, if you really want to make a difference in the world, allow money to come into your life and then be a steward for it. Direct it where you think it's going to be the most good. If you care about water in Africa or schools in some other remote village, you can direct your money to make a difference in those areas. I've contributed to make a school in Africa in one place. And I'm not saying any of this to brag. What I'm trying to say is this is one of the ways you release the blocks to manifesting money easily. You become aware of your thoughts around money. Most people think it's bad. They even call it a necessary evil. And most people aren't comfortable with having great wealth. That's why a lot of people who actually win the lottery end up losing all the money and even going into debt within a year or two afterwards, within a short period of time. They weren't okay with money. So I explained that money is good, and you can use it, and you can direct it, and you can leverage it, and you can make your dreams come true with it. that, all of that helps break through those unconscious blocks about money. Then it starts to feel like, wow, money is actually pretty cool. Wouldn't it be cool to have more money and then make a difference with my kids or with the school system or with something else that you or any woman is listening to and believes in? Money is phenomenal. It can help us bring heaven to earth.
Yes. I love what you shared, too, about the woman in Kuwait. I had chills every time you said, but she did it anyway. Like,
yes.
Every time you said that line, chills. So I love that as well, just the idea of, like, doesn't matter if it's been done before in your family or you have or, you know, anyone else has, but you do it anyway. So.
And that's an important statement. I mean, do it anyway. You may have fears, you may have reservations, you may have excuses, you may have all kind of thoughts, limiting and so forth. You do it anyway. And I want to mention, you know, it occurred to me the other day because I was thinking about the woman in Kuwait and how she brought me over there and how she's making a difference. But then I thought, you know, some of the greatest moments in my life were because of women. When I went on Larry King, I thought I was going on because of Larry King. Larry King could care less about me or The Secret or Jack Canfield or any of the other teachers who were on his show. But the women behind his show were the ones who were crazy for The Secret and thought, we have to tell the world about this movie. We need people to know that they have more power than they ever had before, thought they had before. And these women, without any recognition that they got, I only know their names because I was behind the scenes with them, they were the ones pulling the strings and saying, hey, we've got to do something. We have to tell the world. They were the ones who put on the shows about The Secret and had me on Larry King. It was women. And when I went on Donny Deutsch's show, which was the famous show on CNBC called The Big Idea that was on several years ago, and I absolutely adored that show. I so loved it. And when they called for me to go on, I was like a little kid finally going to meet Santa. This was amazing for me. And what I found out was it was the women working behind the scenes that wanted me on the show because they believed in my books and they believed in me and they believed in my message. It didn't have anything to do with Donny Deutsch. They actually wore him down so he would say yes. And so and I can go on, but I kept thinking, wow, women have such a powerful role to play when they own their power, when they're comfortable with what they're wanting to do, even when everybody else says, no, we don't want to do something on The Secret, or no, we don't want Joe Vitale, or no, we don't want to do that. They push anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And this is available to everybody.
Yeah, so important to remember our power. We're so powerful
yes.
to create the lives that we want to and make a difference. And I'd love to hear some ways that, you know, everyone listening can start to attract more money easily right now.
Well, I'm going to give one of the I know we don't have a whole lot of time, so I want to be as useful as I can and give as many resources as I can. So the very first one is, of course, to question beliefs when they arise, meaning that people may be listening to this call and going, yeah, but I don't have the education, or yeah, but I don't have the experience, yeah, but. Yeah, buts are easy for everybody. And what you want to do is question them. I know when I decided that I wanted to be a singer-songwriter when I was around 57, and I'm about 62 now. When I was 57, I decided to be a singer-songwriter, and I had all those yeah, buts. Yeah, but I've never written a song. Yeah, but I don't even sing in the shower. Yeah, but I can't play the guitar. Yeah, but blah, 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 blah. And I remember taking a singer-songwriter workshop with Ray Wiley Hubbard and Kevin Welch, two well-known singer-songwriters. And Ray Wiley said that whenever the doubts show up for him, he'll say, where's the proof that I can't do this? Where's the proof? And that's one of the techniques I've learned to use, because I would ask myself back then when I'm about to do my first album, and I would say, where's the proof that I can't record a song? Where's the proof that I can't sing? Where's the proof that I can't learn how to play the guitar or play the saxophone or learn how to sing on tune or whatever I need to do? Where's the proof that you can't do this? That's one of the things I offer people. And in my case, is I looked at all the beliefs that would show up, and I would find there isn't any proof that I can't do it. I may not have done it yet, but it doesn't mean I can't do it or I can't learn to do it. As a result of clearing those beliefs, I now have 15 albums out which is amazing, even to the rock and roll professional musicians that I know that do it for a living. It's amazing.
It's true. My partner is a musician. It's performed at Carnegie Hall. He has nowhere near that many albums out.
Yeah, most of them don't. And, you know, and here's a big tip, because this is a massive insight to how to manifest anything. Mm. When you get rid of your own inner blocks, you accelerate your manifestation to warp speed. See, most people, when they go to manifest anything, whether it's a music album or a book or a business or whatever anybody wants to do, most people drag in getting anything done because they're listening to their self-doubts. They're listening to those limiting beliefs. I do my best to clear them right up front, doing things like what we're talking about, shining the light of awareness on it, questioning the beliefs, asking where's the proof for this belief, where's the evidence that I can't do something. And when I collapse all of them and there's nothing in the way, then there's literally nothing in the way. Then I travel at an accelerated pace, breaking the speed of light in many cases. I mean, it used to be a joke. I would come up with an idea, and I would have the product done, the website done, the sales letter done, and the next day promote it, you know, like in 24 hours. because it's really not a joke, because I've written 50 books as well as my 50 CDs and all these DVDs and my coaching program, blah, blah, blah. It just goes on and on and on. But it's not about me. What it's about is us dissolving our blocks. Dissolve your inner blocks and you will manifest at incredible accelerated warp speed in every category. So here's another way, since you've asked me for ways to do this. Another way that I like to practice manifestation at warp speed or manifesting money easily is what I call nevelize your goal. And I first wrote about this in The Attractor Factor, one of my popular books. And nevelize is a coined word. It's after the man named Neville Goddard, who was a mystical writer who I greatly love. I never got to meet him, but he's deeply influenced me even today, and I write about him and credit him all the time. So to nevelize your goal is to actually feel as if it's already happened. Most people, when they think about manifesting money or manifesting a relationship or manifesting a home or a job, kind of sit and visualize it as off in the distance. And that's okay, because we know that visualization works, imagery works. I have decades of experience in hypnosis, and we know that the mind responds to imagery, to pictures. So doing visualization is great. But Neville came along and said, this is what's better, to visualize the embodiment of the end result. In other words, assume it as already done. Feel it real. One of the songs on my latest album is called Feel It Real, and I got Grammy-nominated singer Ruthie Foster to sing it with me. And the whole thing is about, instead of imagining what it will be like when you have money, feel it real right now. And a way to do that is imagine that you open your checkbook or you look in your purse, and there is overflowing money. There is a huge number in the bank account. You look at it and you see it, and it's not off in a distance. It's now. So when you look at it and you feel it now, what does that feel like? All the jubilant feeling, the security feelings, the divine feelings, the love feelings, all of that is what you want to experience right now, as if the wealth is here right now. What you're doing is programming the subconscious mind, which doesn't know the difference between the imaginary and the real. You're programming the subconscious mind to bring this into your reality. And the more you feel it real, to use the song title, the more you feel it real, you actually are sending the signal to the universe to correspond its reality to you. So instead of waiting to feel that you're wealthy, you feel it real now. This will cause your body, your mind, your intuition, your unconscious, your connection to the universe to propel you into actually manifesting it. Neville would say it will harden into fact. It will harden into concrete reality when you nevelize the goal right now, when you nevelize the wealth you want. So manifesting money made easy is really imagining you already have it. It's here. It's mm-hmm. done. You don't even need it anymore because you already got it.
Yeah. Now, is that the same or part of the idea of the remembering process?
Well, that's a great question. It is part of it, but the remembering process is a completely different process.
Mm.
That's based on a book I wrote with my music producer, which is worth mentioning, because mm-hmm. I know when I was in the studio with him and I was struggling with writing my first song, and I looked at Daniel Barrett, my music producer and the co-author of The Remembering Process, and I said, I don't even know where to begin to write a song. I don't know how to do this. And he said something I'll never forget. He said, it's easier to remember than it is to create. And I went, what? It's what? It's easier to remember than it is to create, which led to this long conversation about parallel universes and the future you and how what you really want already exists someplace in time. And the idea behind the remembering process is to, let's see, how do I explain this? Like I was just talking about, when most people want to visualize something, they sit in their chair and they visualize having more money or the relationship out in the future. And then the next step is nevelizing is about, instead of visualizing it in the future, you visualize it as already happening right now. You feel it in this moment. You feel it real. Remembering is going past all of that into a further future, past the point of where you created the money or created the relationship, and you turn around mentally and try to remember back to how you created it. So it's like an advanced 180-degree turnaround, visualize it from the future after it's already been manifested. And there's some cool things that happen when you do the remembering process. For one thing, there's the underlying assumption that it had to have happened. When you sit here and visualize what you want and you push it off in a distance, you can still have your mind go, yeah, but it might not happen. When you feel it real and you actually experience it as being in the moment, you pretty much dissolve all of that because you're already feeling it real. When you remember it, meaning you go off into the future past it's already being manifested, and you're remembering back to how it was manifested, the underlying assumption is you must have done it. Otherwise, you can't remember it. So it's kind of a mind game, but depending on people's belief systems and how much we dig into quantum physics and quantum mechanics, there's a lot of theory out there that says, you know, there are parallel universes. There is a time travel timeline, and you can visit your future self and your past self and multiple universes where there are multiple selves, and you can learn from any of these. So the remembering process is another process that we can use to manifest money easily. But what we're doing here is assuming we already manifested the money, we're just kind of foggily trying to remember, how did we do it? What did we do? What did we think? What did we buy? What did we invest in? What did we read? What did we listen to? And try to come up with a memory that serves the manifestation of what we want, whether it's money or anything else.
That makes perfect sense. I love how you tied it all together for us. And
well, that was a great question. I didn't know you were even familiar with the remembering process, so you surprised me and, impressed me. Well done. Well done.
Well, thank you. We have advanced manifestors in this series, so, you know, we can take it there.
That's very smart, because that is an advanced manifesting. Even nevelizing is, though more people have heard of it. But the remembering mm-hmm. process is certainly another step ahead.
Yeah. Ooh, I love all of this. Okay, so before, I know we have just a little bit of time left, but I want to mention that Joe is giving everyone a free gift, which kind of goes into more depth about triggering this hyper-manifestation for wealth, and it's called The Fourth Dimension Process. It's an ebook that he wrote, and it's amazing and has some beautiful examples and things that you can apply and some cool, inspiring pictures of you as well. So I'd love for you to just maybe briefly talk about that report.
Advanced material. Jen, that is as advanced as you can get. I even reluctantly agreed to share it because I hadn't really brought it out to the public yet. But it's all about understanding, let's see, where do I begin? It's all about understanding that we live in a third dimensional world. That's the world of physical reality. As I look around, I can see my cell phone, I can see my desk, and I can tap on it. And I'm in my chair, and I see guitars and my saxophone and all this. So that's third dimension reality. But there's a fourth dimension, and in the world of quantum mechanics and in the world of mysticism, they talk about this field of all possibilities that makes up the third dimension. So in other words, most people have heard that the stuff we see, the material world we see, whether it's the table or chair, is nothing but molecular energy. It's just moving at a rate that we don't really consciously comprehend. But the fourth dimension is rediscovering that consciously. It's realizing that everything we see is from the fourth dimension. And actually, when I first started entertaining the idea of the fourth dimension, Neville, the very person we were talking about when I said Nevilleizing, Neville Goddard had written a little book called Out of This World. And in it, he talks about everything we see in this world actually came from the fourth dimension. So I started to experiment with how do we go into the fourth dimension with a conscious intention to create something in the third dimension. So if everybody's following me now, what I'm saying is we kind of mentally dissolve from the third dimension of reality, of concrete reality, and we go behind the scenes where the construction crew works to build everything we see in the third dimension. In that fourth dimension, there are no limits, none. There can be no limits there, because it's the field of all possibilities, anything goes, there's no rules, there's no limits, there's no boundaries. Think of somebody that might write a science fiction book, and they would bend the rules of reality and come up with preposterous scenarios. They can do that in the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension is not bound by any sort of mental limits that we have when we're in the third dimension listening to calls like this. We're all full of our own belief systems and our limitations. But in the fourth dimension, none of that exists. So in the fourth dimension, we want to have a conscious intention of what do I want to have, do, or be? What do I want to experience without limits? If anything really goes and anything can actually be yours and you are an advanced manifestation master of the most incredible, powerful degree, what do you want? That answer is what you take into the fourth dimension. And again, this is a mental exercise. In the fourth dimension, you're kind of planting the seed, saying, this is what I want to surface in the third dimension. It will come into the world of the 3D, out of the world of the 4D. So this is a deep concept, and some people are probably smiling, and some people have their eyes rolling. Some people's head just spun around their shoulders completely. But I wrote a little report, the one that I'm offering as a bonus for your listeners here, as a rare introduction to this truly advanced mind-stretching concept. I'll still be working on it and probably writing more or doing more on it in the future. But for now, I'm willing to share what I've come up with so far. And I guess the short answer is, in the bonus report, or I'll put it this way, it's my short tease. In the bonus report, I elaborate on how I discovered the fourth dimension and how I used it to manifest one of the largest, biggest, most expensive, most impressive dreams of my entire life. And there's photos in there to document it. So I'm not going to say what it is. I'll just say you get
it's
to
amazing.
Read it when you get the bonus.
And I forgot to mention, because I have so much that I wanted to talk to you about, that bonus is actually included in the VIP upgrade of Manifesting with the Master. So that is if you really want to be a manifestation master and upgrade and own all of these 25 conversations plus some of the other bonuses from the speakers. Joe added this to it, which it's like worth the entire package in and of itself. So that is there. But he has something else for all of you who don't you know, aren't ready to go into the fourth dimension, there's a free gift, totally no strings attached, called Attract Money Now. It's another ebook, because you know Joe's written a million books, and this one's really going to help you attract the money that you want and need now. So that is also available for you. And both of those, by the way, you can access on the speaker's page for Joe. But if you want to talk again about Attract Money Now, that would be helpful for those people who really just need to bring in some money.
What, you mean the ebook, Attract Money Now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wrote that a few years ago because I heard from people who said, oh, I know about the law of attraction, or I read the book, The Secret, or I saw the movie, The Secret, but I'm still broke. And I thought, My goodness, what do I do here? And I reflected on my entire lifespan and how I went from homeless to poverty to pulling myself out of it, then becoming pretty well known, and of course traveling around the world to countries I didn't even know existed, and making more money than I ever thought of, imaginable, and living a life of magic and miracles. And I reflected on all that, and I came up with seven simple steps, and I wrote a book about it, a full-length book, and I decided I would give it away. It didn't seem right to charge for it since people were struggling and saying they needed more help. So I wrote Attract Money Now. And Attract Money Now has been a bestseller for me. I mean, a bestseller in terms of me giving it away since I don't charge for it. And it has those seven steps, and I explain it very easily, very clearly, as articulate as I can. There's stories to illustrate the point that I think are very inspiring. There's few to-dos, in other words, things to do at the end of each chapter, and I summarize it all at the end. And also, because I knew some people were really struggling, I have a resource section. I have a collection of a couple dozen different sites and phone numbers people can call if they're really in need of help. So I wrote Attract Money Now to really help people do what the title says, Attract Money Now. I figure if they go ahead and attract the money, they'll be able to pull themselves up, and they'll be able to buy other things later. So
exactly.
This is my way of really helping those who said they want help. I can't read the book for them or do what's in the book for them, but I can give the book to them, and that's what I'm doing.
Yes, I love that. And you're so I just love that you're such a good example of giving back and what you can do with money, with the wealth, and for all of you guys listening, what you guys can do when you attract the money that you are desiring for yourselves. So I'm grateful for you, Joe. You're such an amazing human being, and I'm so happy you were able to be a part of this series.
Wow, I just took my breath away. I didn't expect that. Thank you. I accept the compliment, and I'm taking it in. I wanted to say something as a spinoff to what you just said before your compliment, and that's the idea that one of the ways to attract money, there's a couple ways it's worth talking about because they're easy to do, though people are resistant to doing them. And one of them is to give money away. And I give a tremendous amount of things away. It's not just Attract Money Now, but that's the one I mentioned here. And I do it because I know that the universe rewards me. It's good karma. I actually even coined the phrase karmic marketing years ago. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm practicing karmic marketing. I'm just giving this stuff away like Attract Money Now because I know in some way, shape, or form it's going to come back to me. Now, I know a lot of people have heard about tithing, and tithing is one of the ways to attract more money. But most people think it's a scheme or a scam, and most people think you have to give to a church or a minister. And that's not the way I look at it. I think there's a psychological reason as well as a metaphysical reason for giving money. And it has to do with the idea of knowing there's more than enough to begin with, that you're going to be in the flow of life by giving money. Money needs to circulate. If you hold on to it, you're subconsciously telling yourself that you don't believe that there's abundance out there. You believe in scarcity. Otherwise, why would you hold on to it? So that's a message you don't want to give yourself. You want to give yourself the message of abundance, and one way to do it is by giving money away freely. But where do you give it? I've always told people, give to wherever you receive inspiration or spiritual nourishment. That could be a church, could be a minister, but that could be a waitress. It could be a cab driver. It could be somebody who says something nice at the checkout line when you buy a bagel. It can be anybody, anywhere, anytime. So when you open your mind to realize that you just want to be on alert to where you received spiritual nourishment or inspiration in the last week, and then give roughly 10% of your income to that place or that person. When you do that joyously, when you do it with gratitude, when you do it that, knowing that you're putting yourself into the abundant flow of money and of the universe, then you step into a new reality where attracting money becomes easier. So that's one of the ways. And another way to do it is what I call prosperous purchasing. Prosperous purchasing. And I really loved when I came up with this one because I like to buy things. I have a guitar collection. I have a book collection. I have a car collection. I'm enjoying life. And, you know, when I get tired of things, I end up giving them away. I've given away cars, guitars, books. I mean, the list just goes on. But I know that when you have a desire to buy something, whether it's a product or it's a service, it's a meal, it's clothing, it's an investment in yourself. It could be a course, audio program. It could be anything. But when you have the desire to buy something and you have the means to do it, in other words, I don't tell people to go into debt. It's not about going into debt. But if you have the desire to buy something and you have the means to do it, then you must do it. You must do it. And the reason why is if you don't, you just told yourself you're poor. You just told yourself you're broke. You just told yourself that you don't have enough. You just told yourself that you're scarce, you live in a scarcity universe, and you better hold on to the little bit you have because you don't know when you're getting more. That's a lousy thing to program yourself with. When you do have the desire to buy something and you can't afford it and you do so, you're giving yourself all the opposite positive messages. I am worth it. I am investing in myself. I am in the flow of life. I do believe in an abundant universe. I do know that the more I invest in myself, the more money comes back to me. So there's a lot of psychological as well as metaphysical things that go on when people, A, start giving money away to where they receive spiritual nourishment, and B, start prosperous purchasing, meaning they're willing to purchase with the prosperous mentality when they are desiring something and they have the means to get it. There's so much to talk about with all of this, but those are a couple of things I wanted to be sure to say.
Yeah, no, those are so important. I think so often we have those conversations with ourselves. So it's nice to know if we have the desire to purchase something and we have the means to do so, we must do it.
You must do it.
Perfect sense. Yeah, and so that whole thing, which I know we could talk about forever with you, is, you know, that whole faith versus fear and, you know, just the abundant nature of the universe and stepping forward with faith and, yeah, getting out of that conversation.
Well, we want to have faith in ourselves and faith in the future and faith in the universe and faith in our positive beliefs and faith in our ability to manifest, because the opposite sucks. The opposite is believing that none of it works and I'm not good enough and I have no power and I'm a victim, and that's coming from fear. And most of the world, not all of it, but most of the world lives in fear. I tell people one of the greatest things you can do for yourself that will make you a better manifester in all areas is turn off the mainstream news. Quit watching that programming. It's called programming for a reason. It's programming you to live in fear. It's taking away your hope and your faith because it finds all the negative it can and then spotlights it, and they are pros at manipulating the emotions of the viewer and the visuals we see, and we end up having these messages put into our mind that we're not safe and the future is uncertain and we better come from fear just to take care of ourselves. And all of that activates our survival mechanism, which is hardwired into us. We're all hardwired to survive. And so the best thing to do is turn off the mainstream news. Your life will be so much happier. Listen to more things like this, this call here, or the package you're offering. Listen to all of this because this programs you for success. It programs you for faith. It programs you for inner strength. I mean, this is the ultimate choice. We come from fear. We come from faith. Fear is a horrible, unhealthy, stressful way to live a life. I lived in fear. That's not fun. Faith, though, faith, that's joyous, that's full of trust, magic, a manifestation, miracles, awe, astonishment. Faith is how you open up the doors to all possibilities. That's how you open up the doors to what you want to manifest, having faith in yourself and faith in that desire, faith in the dream, and taking action in faith.
Yes, and it's a choice, and we can choose to step forward with faith right now.
We absolutely can. For most of us, we weren't even aware that it was a choice, because we automatically had it as a default to come from fear, or in some cases to come from faith, but we didn't really think about it. But what we're doing, thanks to you and this conversation, is reminding people you do have a choice. You needed reminded that you have a choice, but once you know you have a choice, then choose the higher road. Choose love. Choose trust. Choose faith.
Yes, this is such a perfect, perfect way to kind of end this conversation and end this series, I think, because you have a choice now to step forward with faith, and Joe's given all of you such beautiful, inspiring wisdom and things that you can start doing and applying in your life right now. So I'm so grateful for you. And yeah, again, you can get the Attract Money Now ebook totally for free. And the link is on the speaker page for Joe. And you can get his fourth dimension report, which Joe mentioned is incredible if you're really ready to step into the next level of manifesting in your life. And that's available with the VIP upgrade for this series, because I know it can be difficult to catch all of these great talks. There are a ton of them, and each one is amazing in its own. So we'd love for you to catch all of the series, the entire series, and all you need to do is click on the upgrade on the speaker's page to own all of the 25 audios and the bonuses and the fourth dimension report from Joe Vitale. So, and we'd love to hear what you guys are manifesting. We have a Facebook group for Manifesting with the Masters. A lot of you have been active in that, and we'd love to continue the conversation. And that would be another positive place for us to really light each other up and be a positive mirror for each other's visions and dreams. So definitely join in the conversation. Share what ahas you had from Joe's beautiful conversation, and let's all support each other in manifesting our biggest dreams. So thank you again, Joe, for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for the honor of doing this. It was great fun, and I applaud you for what you're doing. You're making a difference, and you're helping men and women everywhere. So thank you for doing it and for including me.
Thank you. Yes, and thank you all for listening and taking the time to really be here, because that shows that you are doing something, that you do have a choice, and you are stepping forward with faith. So here's to co-creating with the universe together and manifesting all that your heart desires. Goodbye, everyone.